001. Okay, 001. Sunday night. Chayvus Halvavus. Shara Bitachon. Perek Shlishi. We're up to Perek Shlishi. If you're in the Sefer that I'm using, it's page Kuf Lamed Beis, but I don't think many people are, although I do see some. No. The ones on this table now. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. That's the new. The new translation. Pech Kuf Lamed Beis Perek Shlishi. Perek Shlishi is the beginning of Perek Shlishi is very repetitious of what we just learned in Perek Sheni. And it really makes you wonder what the Chayvus Halvavus is doing here. It's like really repetitious. He goes through all seven things again. While in Perek Sheni, he brought down Psukim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets the seven criteria. Here, he talks from a different angle, he talks logically, and he elaborates. He really talks more about Arichas and Perek Shlishi. The big question is, like, what is he doing? So really, we'll see in a moment that in Perek Shlishi, he makes another list of five things. And the first of the five things is all the seven things of the second Perek. We'll see in a moment what this new list, what this is a list of. But the question is, then he, as he goes through his list, he says, okay, number one is the seven things of the previous Perek, and then he goes through the whole thing again. But he elaborates, as we'll see, we're going to learn it. And I hope it won't be boring. The question is, what did the Chayvus Halvavus do here? He's a Rishon. You're talking about someone that lived before Rashi. And every word in Rashi is super measured. And so the Chayvus Halvavus no less so. I gave the man a thought. It's not a simple. I'm not sure what the answer is. I'll share my thoughts with you. Let me tell you what I was thinking. I had some feedback last week that someone said, you know, this is like really, really hard. Like, you know, you want me to have bitachon, and you know, it sounds great, but it's really hard. And I was very, very pleased with that. It made me feel very good. Because it is very, very hard. And it's, I would say it's a lifetime of work. And the Chayvus Halvavus writes from every angle and you know, it's not paying lip service. Like you say, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. That's good, you know, for the kids. But when you face life and you have issues and you have things to worry about and everybody has troubles and issues and relationships, it's very, very hard. What he did in the second Perek, the Chayvus Halvavus really, maybe I didn't present it precisely correctly. The Chayvus Halvavus in the second Perek doesn't want you to work on Bitachon. He doesn't want you to work. The second Perek's limud, if we're making a workshop and worksheets and a workbook, the second Perek is not how to have bitachon. It's not musr to have bitachon. He's leading you on. He's tricking you. He's roping you in. He's saying, Perek Beis is not Yisrael betach b'Hashem. It's not. He's saying, let's think. Perek Aleph is, what's the definition of bitachon? He spends 10 lines on it, 8 lines. That's Perek Rishon. Perek Sheni is, don't have bitachon yet. I don't want you to have bitachon yet. It's too early. It's too early for you to have bitachon. Any bitachon you have now is going to be fake, so to speak. It's going to be rah, rah, rah. It's going to dissipate. It's going to peter out. It's not going to be real. Let's talk about what would allow you, there's certainly such a thing as bitachon. As he said in his Hakdama, in the introduction to Shara Bitachon, he says, everybody's boteach in something. You could be boteach in your own abilities. You could be boteach in your rich uncle. You could be boteach in the delivery truck. You're boteach in your boss. You're boteach in teva. You're always boteach in something. No one does everything, right? It's ludicrous to think so. Everything is with the Echon's only. He says, okay, so let's see. Forget about Hashem. Don't have B'tochen. I'm not telling you to have B'tochen yet. Just sit back and let's see what would create B'tochen. What would make you have B'tochen in something? And he goes through the seven things. And he says, okay, A, B, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Without these seven things, you're really not going to have B'tochen. Okay? Yeah, agree? Don't work on B'tochen yet. Think about these seven things. Realize that these seven things are needed for you to have B'tochen in somebody. And then he touched lightly at the end of the second parak. He said, when you think about it, there's no person in the world. There's no person in the world that's going to meet the seven criteria. So realize that there is no one out there for you to really have full bitachon in. You'll have half-hearted bitachon. You'll think you have bitachon. It's al tiftchu ben adivim, ben adam shein lo seshua. You're not really having bitachon in them. You're not supposed to, because it's really a false bitachon. There's really nothing there. What are you going to do if tomorrow the stock market crashes? What are you going to do if tomorrow he starts to be investigated? What are you going to do if tomorrow he has a stroke? What are you right? All the seven things any person can't meet. That's the second parak. Second parak, he doesn't want you to be talking yet. It's taka premature. If you're learning Klavis Halvavus and you just finished the second parak, now comes the third parak. The third parak, he's going to make a list. So the second parak was a list of things that would allow you to have bitachon in something. It's just pure logic, and it makes a list. Now, Perek Shlishi. Perek Shlishi is a different list. It's a list why you should, the premises, these are the five reasons why you should have complete shleimus bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is direct. Now we're talking Yisrael B'tach Hashem. These are the five sibos, hakdomos he calls them. You see there, the prelude. This is, in Perek Sheni, I think he called it sibos. These are the reasons why you would have bitachon in something. Now comes hakdomos. This is the, like the introduction, this is going to tell you, these five things will direct you to Yisrael B'tach Hashem. This is already a more, now you're one step closer. Now these are the things that are pushing you to exercise, to have B'tachon in Hashem. To be mashlem your B'tachon in Hashem. Aval ha'gdomos, the foundations, the premises. Asher b'beiruron, with their clarification, the amitoson, and your realization that they're true, and you're internalizing that truth. Right? Beirurin is clarifying what they are, making sure you have a clear definition of what we're talking about, what each of these five things are, because there's a list of five things now. The amitoson, and realizing that it's so, that it's reality. Yishlam, you'll have complete this pushes a person to have bitachon in Hashem. Hem chamish. So this is a list of five things. The first of the five things, the first thing that's going to push you and demand of you that you have bitachon in Hashem, is that Hashem meets all the requirements of the second parak. And because, so why does he repeat it for? Because he's, I think, I don't know, I think, sometimes it's not clear, why is he such an arichus of repetition? I think it's because you're in a different mode in Perek Shlishi than in Perek Sheni. In Perek Sheni, you're innocent still. You're just groping to see what would allow you to have bitachon in anything in the world. Now he's already roping you in, and he's saying, okay, so you're viewing these five things, you're viewing from a different perspective, from a more direct perspective, a more direct mechayev to have bitachon in Hashem. This is demanding that you have bitachon in Hashem. So number one is because Hashem meets all the requirements of the second perek. So that certainly pushes you to have bitachon in him, because you have to have bitachon in something. But, okay, so since he's in a slightly different perspective, he repeats everything and he talks about it, and he even elaborates. He talks about it much more by Arichos here. What he threw out a pasuk or two in the second parak, here he talks much more. Ha'achas yidiyosu habrura, his clear clarification and internalization. You have to really think about it and say, you know, it's really true. It's really, really true. This is true. I really believe it. I see it. I feel it. You know, when we talk the five senses. So, what do people say when you want to say you perceive something? So really, we say I see it, right? You say I hear what you're saying. You know, that's not so strong. I hear what you're saying. But you say, I see what you're saying, where we use that expression of speech, that's the utmost clarity, is I see what you're saying. Sometimes something is very rachok from haseichel. We say, you know, it smells right, or it feels right. But if you want to talk about the ultimate clarity, you say, I see it. I mamash see it. I visualize it. It's that level of clarity. You have that level of clarity. Kikol Shivasa and Yonan, that all the seven things we talked about in the second parak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, Yeshno B'Hashem Yisad V'Yis Romam, which things, Asher B'Hiskaptzon, when they come together, B'Misha B'Otchem Olav, Yitochen HaBitochon L'Boteach Olav, now it's possible to have Bitochon. So the first thing pushing you to have Bitochon is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets, fits the bill. U'Kvar Hiskartim, I mentioned them already in the second parak, the Hari Olsi Aleihem, B'meshin Izdamen Li Mikisvei HaKodesh, I came up with psukim that reflect these seven things. The Haim, and now he's going to talk about it with much more elaboration. And it does give you a fuller perspective on it. Number one, Higrada, in case you look ahead and read it, and you've been memorizing and learning, he gives a different... inexplicable. He gives a different order than he does in the second parak. There's two things that he puts out of order. What's number two here in parak Beis is number four, and what's number five here, I wrote this down, and what's number five here is number seven in parak Beis. It's inexplicable. I mean, I don't know why he does that. Maybe, I don't know. The Hain, Shehashem Yisallah, so number one is no one, as much as you think, your parents love you. That's so pashut. But by now we know our parents love us. When we were younger, we weren't sure. But by now we know that they meant well, even though they drove us crazy. But and maybe they still drive us crazy. But we know they love us, because when you have your own children, then you chap. And you see what it's all about. So you know that, so Hashem loves you and has more rachmonos on you, more love and compassion. You have to be convinced. And again, you have to think about it. You have to talk yourself into it. You have to read psukim. You have to listen to the words of the siddur when you're learning. When you're reading siddur, Avinu Hov, Rachamon, Hamrachem, Rachem Aleinu. So Hashem has more rachmonos on us than anyone else. And then he says a tremendous chiddush. Not a chiddush, he says a tremendous insight. Not even a chiddush. It's a tremendous insight into really a lot of things in this world. He says the truth is that any rachmonus that anybody has on you, so your parents love you, it's all a reflection of Hashem's love. This Hashem created everything. Hashem created this conduit for his love. Your parents love you, it's also Hashem. It's Hashem's love. It spills over in this way. Hashem created parents that should be the receptacle, says B'chavis HaLvavus, this is the receptacle of Hashem's love. You're feeling Hashem's love when your parents love you. V'chol rachamim, not just parents, anything. V'chol rachamim v'chemla. Any rachmonus or pity or love. Shetovo mizu. He doesn't say love. I'm saying love, it's for sure love also. Shetovo mizuloso al ha'odom, heim berachme Hashem yusale, b'chaninoso. This is Hashem. It's just a reflection of Hashem. Hashem is all, Hashem is everything. And any love we experience, it's a tremendous insight. Any love we experience is Hashem's love that's directed in this way. He causes this to happen. He made this dynamic. And this is how he's, and it's, you know what, so you know what, this is such an insight. He says, I don't feel Hashem's love. I don't experience it. Where do I see it? So there's different ways to experience it, right? Shar HaBechina, the Chavis HaLovus wants you to walk out and look at nature, and look at an apple, right? And look at the sunset, and look at your biology, and feel Hashem's love. That's what he wants you to do in Shar HaBechina of Chavis HaLovus. Here, he wants you to say, you know something, that love that I feel loved by whoever it is, this is Hashem. This is Hashem's, I'm experiencing Hashem's love, which is, in this world, this is how Hashem makes me the recipient of his love, through this relationship. And it's tremendous insight. He says, "Chumash Omer Akosav." He sees it in the following pasuk: "V'nosam l'cha rachamim, v'richamcha v'hirbecha." So, all the mepharshim struggle with that pasuk. Dvarim Yud Gimel pasuk Yud Ches. What does it mean? "V'nosam l'cha rachamim, v'richamcha." So, Chavis Halvavus is learning pshat in the pasuk: "V'nosam l'cha rachamim." Hashem bestows rachmanos on you through your parents, through a spouse, through a child, however it may come, through your best friend, v'richamcha, and it's through that Hashem is being merachim on you. You're experiencing Hashem's rachmanis. I keep saying love, he keeps saying rachmanis. You're experiencing Hashem's rachmanis. Someone acts kindly towards you, someone cares about you, someone takes care of you. It's Hashem's shliach. Hashem, this is Hashem's shlichus. Everything that happens is Hashem. So if someone embarrasses me, by the way, the Chavis HaLovus says, that's how you should look at it. We'll be learning about that in the Chavis HaLovus. The reason you could have to control yourself and not lash back, and this is what the Chinuch says about Nekama, is that you have to see that Hashem did it to you, not that that person did it to you. That's how you control your Nekama instinct. But it's getting off the subject, but the principle is the same. That everything that happened, that Hashem is so all-encompassing and omniscient, and the only reality is Hashem, really. So anybody that cares about me is a conduit for Hashem's caring about me. And that's who's really caring about me. And this is the way it's being expressed. This is the way it's being guided towards me, and he sees that in that pasuk. So what's his point? So point one is that Hashem cares about you. So he's adding to that, in to that point, he says, and you should know something, that anybody that cares about you, it's Hashem caring about you. Okay, the Hashenis, number two, Shabori Yisale, Hashem lo yeomu mimenu. He knows what's best for you. He knows all the medicines. He knows how to give you the emotional health you need. He knows how to get you he gets for you the best shidduch. Everything he does the best for you. He knows what's best for you because he's the manufacturer. That's what the Chavis HaLovus now elaborates. If you want to fix something, and you want to know what makes something tick, and you want to know what kind of oil to use in the machine. So the best person to go to is the manufacturer. It's the person that made it. As much as everybody knows, but if you can get to the person who created it, who made it, who knows every little bone, every wire in its body, so he'll know the best, what's good for it, what's not good for it. It must be ki hu achad mibrua, because you, we are nothing but a creation of Hashem. Things that are beneficial, they have seido, and things that are detrimental, and things that would hurt me, bofani machaloso, and what makes me ill, or if also what betters my health, yosu mi boro, more than, who's going to know better than your manufacturer, the person that, the one that created me. So Hashem knows what's best for me, and we're not just talking physical, we're talking mental, we're talking emotional. I always tell my children that Hashem sends you, everybody gets the perfect shidduch for them. And what's the definition of the perfect shidduch? I'm really going off the subject here. The definition of the perfect shidduch is that in order to have shalom bayis, you have to be mesakein the midah that you were sent to this world to be mesakein. As Hashem matches up exactly that in order to really function best as a unit, you have to, that's the best, and that's the best shidduch for you, because you were sent to this world, we were all sent to this world to be mesakein. Almidos, that's a famous Vilna Gaon that we all subscribe to, that the primary thing a person has to do in this world is to be mesakein a certain mida, or midos, whatever their personal demon is, have to be mesakein it. So the perfect shidduch, Hashem always sends the perfect shidduch. So my son just got married, right? Chasma. So he called me up last week. He says, Tati, you're right. I didn't ask him to elaborate. But he said, I mamish, now I know what you're talking about. And that's good. That's the perfect shidduch. Because what could be better than something that compels you, something that compels you to be mesakein yourself. That's like the greatest thing in the world. What's no good, of course, is if you're not mesakein, and then it's, you know, then we have problems. That's the lo zocha kenegdo. But that's the, Hashem knows what makes you tick. Hashem created you. Hashem knows what midah you came into the world with. Hashem knows what's the perfect shidduch for you. Hashem knows what's the best job for you. Hashem knows what will give you the most emotional stability, if you're destined to have emotional stability. Some people, that's their demon to fight. They have to struggle to stay on an even keel emotionally, because things affect them. They get all overwhelmed, and they're very nervous. Some people are a nervous wreck, b'teva. Some people are very critical, b'teva. Some people, all sorts of people out there. Millions of people out there. Everybody has like a little slightly different nature. But Hashem is the manufacturer, so Hashem knows what's best for us. And best doesn't always mean the most pleasurable, the most comfortable, the most gishmak. It's not best. Best is that we fulfill the purpose that we were sent to this world for. Of course that's what the best means. So the Chayes Alvodas' point is, this is number two, Hashem knows what's best for us. Hashem knows, and because he's the manufacturer. Vim hadover hazem motzui, and if that's true by a machine, by the physical world, but also mibnei adam, by a human manufacturer, she'enu mechatshim b'naisa al yadonim ki yimtzura mikris, the manufacturer of the machine was not mechadish of principle and physics, you know. He just took what's out there and he put it together and he made a machine. But still, someone invents the cordless telephone. He didn't create anything. He didn't, the sound waves, his radio waves, he made a machine. The Chagatogodos calls it Tzura Mikris. He didn't create anything fundamental in this Bria, right? What does the Rambam say? If all the Chachmei Olam come together, they can't create a little gnat. They can't create. They use the principles of the physical world, whether it's true. I mean, they didn't, Hashem was Megala it in the past century, the amazing Giluyim. opened up the whole world. But it's all tsura mikris. It's not fundamental. They're not creating anything really. So if they manufacture a machine that just knows how to harness a power that's there, but they're the best source of knowledge to how to care for that machine. The basic nature of sound waves, of magnetism, so they can create it. Hashem made us down to our fundamental nature. Hashem created our attitudes, our emotions, our moods. Hashem created the very basic nature that each person, what does the Gemara say? Shame, shame, partsufeyan shovels, kachendeyan seyan shovels. Every person has a different take on things. They don't look alike and they don't think alike. Everybody looks at things with a slightly different perspective. But Hashem created that. So Hashem knows down to the basic kishkas what everything is. But tzurasa, utchunasa, v'sei dechiburo, what puts together the nefesh and the guf, it's an amazing thing. The Shulchan Aruch says, when you say in Asher Yotzar, Rofei Chol Bosoru Mafli La'asos, Hashem does wondrous things. So what does it mean of Mafli La'asos when you say Asher Yotzar? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, one pshat, that Mafli La'asos means it's amazing that Hashem connects the guf and the neshama. When the neshama leaves, the guf dies. And when the guf dies, the neshama leaves. And you eat food, and somehow that gives sustenance to the neshama. Okay, it's deeper than that. What gives sustenance to the neshama, hopefully, is the bracha we make over the food. Baruch Aponim, that's what Sayyid Chiburo means, that Hashem connects things. So, Yodea Yoser v'chochem Yosef, who knows better what's good and what's truly beneficial and what's truly mazik to this machine that he created? What's good for the guf in this world, what's good for the nefesh in the next world. So Hashem knows everything is best. So and that's the second element that's necessary for bitachon, that we know Hashem cares about me more than anybody else in the world. In fact, anybody that cares about me, it's Hashem caring about me. And number two is Hashem knows what's best for me in every aspect of my existence. K'moshe Amar, like the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Olamedcha Lahoil, I discipline you. Madvichecha B'derech Teilech, I show you the way to go. Although this is deliberately picking Pesukim, where not such pleasant things are happening to a person, but Hashem is directing that person a certain way. Ani Hashem melamed elokecha, melamedcha lahoil. I'm teaching you the toelos, to take you in a certain direction. V'yomar ki es asher ye'ehav Hashem yochiach. Hashem rebukes those he loves. You kick the machine. The machine doesn't give you the soda, you give it a kick. That's what Hashem does sometimes. The machine's not giving the soda. Gives it a kick. It can come on with back. Okay. Vashlishis. Shabor Yisala Gibor al Kol Gibor. There's no obstacle. No obstacle to Hashem. Upkudo so, his decree. Mof Eles Yoser Mikol Pekudo. Hashem makes a decision. Finish. That's it. Kamo Shomer Kol Hashachofes Hashem. Also, Vomer Kinyan Dvori Yeshayetzi Mipi. Lo Yoshev Aleirekom Ki Masoras Asher Chafatzli Vitzliach Asher Shlachtiv. It says. So that's the third thing that we learned on the last parak. Also, that Hashem, there's no obstacles. He doesn't have to. There's nothing to overcome. We learned in the Nach Shir, Yonason says to his, two people attacked the whole army of the Plishtim. So Yonason says to his arms bearer, the two of them attacked the army of the Plishtim, Ki ein matzor l'Hashem, lo shia b'ravu b'ma'ot. Ein matzor l'Hashem. There's no, nothing stopping Hashem from being Moshiach ben Rav Limot. So the Malbim there explains, let's say you have someone very strong, so he could pick up a 50-pound weight and he could pick up a 100-pound weight. Okay, he could pick them both up. But l'maisa, he expends more koiches on the 100-pound weight. That's reality. He even if you don't call it, it's harder for him to do, but he certainly expends more koiches. And that's what Yonah was saying. Hashem is not like that. There's no more koiches spent on a 100-pound weight than a 50-pound weight. Whatever Hashem does, it's not pshat. He used up more of his koiches, even if he could do it. You say, well, Hashem could do anything. Hashem could do this, and he could do that, and he could even do this. There's no even. It's like wrong. Or it's a wrong way to think about Hashem. No, even Hashem does everything. There's no 100-pound weight, 50-pound weight. There's no such. Those things don't exist. So there's no obstacles. He cares about you, and he knows what's best for you, and there's nothing going to be an obstacle. Baravius. This is what's the second thing in Perek Beis, that he doesn't get distracted. Shehu Mashgiach Benil Kol Matzovei Bnei Adam, Lo Maznichem, he doesn't neglect them, Lo Masalim Mehem, it's constant, Lo Yeolem Imenu Uma, anything you do, any small action you do, Midover Koton Vad Godel, your deeds, your thoughts, everything. It's very scary if you think about it. Everything, your deeds, your thoughts, even your lowliest actions, Hashem is there, Hashem is watching, Hashem is aware of. And Hashem cares. He cares what you do. He doesn't get distracted. He's not busy. He's not a big CEO, you know. With Ka'omro, Lomo Somer Yaakov. Listen to the pasuk he quotes. He quotes a pasuk about Bnei Yisrael and Golus. And Bnei Yisrael and Golus suffer. And they think Hashem is distracted. Hashem's not watching over them. Hashem has other things on his mind. He sent them into Golus. And he led them to the vicissitudes of Goyim, of the Golus. And the Novi says that's not true. And that's what he says. Lomo Somer Yaakov, you're in Golus. Usudaber Yisrael, Nistro Darki Me Hashem, Atzoris, the way what's happening to us, it's hidden from Hashem, so to speak. Hashem's not looking. Umelakai Mishpoti Yavor, Halo Yudatam, Lo Shemata, Lake Olam Hashem, Borik Tzolsa Oretz, Lo Yia Velo Yiga. Hashem doesn't get tired, Hashem doesn't get distracted, doesn't get tired, he doesn't push it off to tomorrow. Ein cheker was funoso, Hashem is infinite. Infinite tfuna. Ein cheker understanding, ein cheker doing. Vachamishus. Shein bidei achad hanivroem lehoel la'atzmo. No one can help you or be mazik you v'lo luzuloso. Only if it's decreed from Hashem. Ki eved sheyesh lo adonim yoso alechad, an eved who has more than one master. Vayokal echad mem yachol lahol lahaziko, there's more than one that can even do good for him, or be mazikim lo yitochim bitchon alachad mehem, he wouldn't really have bitochon on even one of them, on either one of them. Heishu mekabel lehonos bo mikol echad. You say, well, okay, part of you says if this one doesn't do it, have somewhere else to turn. So that's not fully focused. Bitochem. Or if one was more enabled than the other, so certainly you would, in proportion to his ability to do things, you would have more bitochem in him. So as you would increase the as one of the Giborim, is one of the two, let's say, increases in his ability to help, so you have more bitachon in him. And if it's clear that one of them can accomplish and the other one is nothing compared to him, he can't do anything unless he gives him permission. There is no one else that can help you. Anyone else that can help you is just right there in the Ratzon Hashem and the Shliach Hashem. The Kach. In Hele Ha'odom Alibush Lo Yolo V'lo Yaziko Afechad Ben Anivroim. Not even a bug, a mosquito can't bite you. A mosquito can't bite you unless Hashem has decided that he bite you. Kim Bershus Hashem Yisala Yifano Libo. Then you'll forget about being worried about people and being afraid of people and caring about people. Caring what people think and being afraid of what they'll say. I'm worrying. V'yiftachalabori is from V'yifadu Levado. Komral, tiftchu b'nedivim. Another is a generous person. Don't trust even generous people. But then Adam, why? Shame ol sishu. I'm going to be able to help you. And he's not even doing anything. Right? He doesn't have the tshuva is from Hashem, and maybe he made him a shliach. Okay. We'll stop here, I have to stop here, I'm sorry. We'll stop here.